وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers, sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program For Humanity. And we are looking at the human traits that makes human human. One of the things that we mentioned about the human being was the fact that he is forgetful. And we said forgetfulness, not always a good thing. Sometimes it could be a curse. And we looked at some verses from the Holy Quran. Now we want to look at some of the ahadith of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. So this concept becomes a little bit more clearer to us. We have a hadith from Al-Imam As-Sadiq alayhi wa ala abaihi salamullah. He says, سُمِّيَ الْإِنسَانُ إِنسَانًا لِأَنَّهُ يَنْسَى. So the Arabic words, they all rhyme, insan, insanan, yansa. So he says the word nisyan or nasa or yansa is taken, or the word insan taken from that root word, which is yansa. So the name of insan, a human, derived from the word forgetfulness, but obviously in Arabic. And the Imam, to make this fact more clearer, he uses the Quran to support his argument. He says, وَقَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ وَلَقَدْ عَهِدْنَا إِلَى آدَمَ مِنْ قَبْلِ فَنَسَى. We gave a covenant to Adam before he comes to earth, before all this that happened, but he forgot. So the Imam says the name itself, which is insan, is stemmed from and derived from nisyan itself, from forgetfulness itself. So being forgetful and forgetting what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken from you in terms of oath or in terms of rights or the things that you've set conditions upon yourself, whether towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or towards His servants. One of the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instructed us to do is prayer, for example. And we need to pray 3 times a day. And sometimes you ask a person, have you prayed? I'm like, oh no, I forgot. Now, there are things you should never forget. You should never forget the important, the compulsory, the obligation. These ones you should not be able to forget. Anything else that is not worth it, that is, you know, you're better off without, then yeah, by all means. Some people hold grudges for things that not worth holding a grudge over. Just, as we say, forgive and forget. You need to forget that. But when it comes to Allah and when it comes to the rights of people, that's a thing that we have to be very careful not to fall short in. So understanding the concept of forgetfulness, understanding how it works, understanding its implications, understanding how we can deal with it, understanding the methods that we have to use in order for us to not forget, also something that we have to study as well. So these are all things that we need and require. So let us take a short break and then we will come back and finish our discussion.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. So we said one of the traits of the human beings is the fact that he forgets. Let's look at another one. Allah says, and this is a very scary verse and chapter entirely, the entire chapter, which is a very short chapter, is only made of 3, or at least 4, if we count the basmala, 4 verses. Allah says, وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. By time, Allah swears by time, all human beings are at loss. All of us are at loss. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. So one of the devastating states of a human being is that he's always at loss. We're at loss from different aspects, from different directions. For example, we're at loss when it comes to our age. Year by year, I get older and older. So I'm losing. I'm not gaining. So this is khusran. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives me wealth and I fail to spend it on other people or help other people and just spend it on myself, the more I spend, the more I'm losing. And you can count this on pretty much every aspect of our life. And every minute that we waste, we are at loss. So the life itself is based on loss. So Allah, that's why he says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانِ, every human being, without an exception, is at loss, right? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes an exception to the formula. Except for those who have belief, iman, amanu, and amilu saliha. 2, they do amal salih, and 3, tawasaw bil haqq, and 4, tawasaw bil sabr, which they enjoin good, and they maintain their patience. Only people who have these 5 traits will be able to manage their lives, will be able to overcome all the problems that life has to throw at them. Otherwise, a human being is at loss. Me and you are at a loss. And sometimes we try to make for our loss by taking the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the rights of other people. So we have to keep in mind at all times, constantly, that day by day, hour by hour, even second by second, that goes by, me and you, we're losing. So we ask the question to ourselves, are we among those who have believed, those who done righteous deeds, and those who enjoy the good, and those who are patient or not? Or am I just acclaiming to be a Muslim? I'm claiming to follow the religion of Islam. Well, we can make an acclaim as much as we can, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can see us, and he will only accept the deeds that are done solely and purely for him. So one of the traits of the human being, one of the negative traits, is that he is at loss. That's something me and you can easily fix if we challenge our minds and change our habits, and even sometimes changing the design and the room, how it looks like. That's all it takes. So keep that in mind. Inshallah, we will continue. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللهم صل وسلم على الرسول وآل النبي العظيم.